I'm not single. I'm an old married man. I love being married. My wife and I, we had a small wedding. I get too nervous at big weddings. You know, especially the part where the minister will always ask if anybody has any reason. Because at this point, you're scared to death some nut's going to jump up and go, hey, I love her, and she's carrying my baby. Well, when you go to a wedding, you know the people getting married. Don't you ever sit in the pew and go, oh, my God, she's wearing a white dress. One time, I want the bride to come out in a nasty black teddy. Here she comes. Give me some ones. She's coming. Give me some ones. Let me share a story with you. One of the worst things that has ever happened to me in my life happened last year at my brother's wedding. See, they were married in Atlanta. So my wife and I, we drive into the wedding. We're supposed to stay at my mom's house. It's supposed to be 6 people there. Ends up, there are 13 people there because we had a bunch of relatives get kicked out of the Holiday Inn for cooking Spam on a hot plate or something. So all these people are crammed in my mother's house. And she has 2 bathrooms. Well, you know, we've all been through this with our own family. You know, you just spend the weekend going, is somebody in the bathroom right now? I ain't peed since Tuesday. Y'all know that? So it finally comes around, my turn for the bathroom, and I thought I heard the door open. I walk down the hall to check. Sure enough, the door is cracked about that far. I peek in to make sure nobody's in there. I saw my grandmother naked, y'all. You will remember that till the day you die. Weeks later, I'd be lying in bed and just do one of those full body shivers like, oh, 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 oh. Nothing was in the right place. Looked like a bloodhound and a shower cap. I thought about it. I decided it was God getting even with me for all the times in my life I tried to see women naked. I think God finally had enough. Said, hey, Jeff, you want to see naked women? Huh? Here's your grandma. Ah. Weddings have changed a lot, too. Like, at the end of my wedding, when we ran to the car, they threw rice on us. You know what they're throwing now? This is at my brother's wedding. Birdseed. Birdseed. They don't want you using rice anymore. Anybody know why? Birds blow up. That's right. They say the birds eat the rice, and then when they drink water, the rice puffs up and the birds explode. I'd pay $10 to see that one time. Got some nice cool water for the birdie. Drink the water, little birdie. Boom! He did it! Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo! Go get some more rice. Get the minute rice. You know what scares me the most about having a baby daughter? I think there's a good chance she's going to grow up to be a woman. And after all these years, I still don't know very much about women. I know a few things. I know married men are some of the luckiest men on the planet because we never have to worry if we have anything in our nose. Because we have somebody that'll let us know. My wife can't see the oil light come on in the car. She can spot a crusty from a mile away. It's like being married to a third base coach. You want me to get it? No, I don't want you to get it. I learned this last year about women. My wife and I drove cross country last December. I learned a woman's job on a long trip in the car is to sleep and control the heat and air conditioning. We drove 3,000 miles. My wife slept the whole damn way. It is so hot in this car, I had meat falling off the bone. We're cleaning the windshield with Easy Off. I mean, it is hot. Every time I'd try to sneak my window down, she'd wake up and go, roll that up, I'm cold. I was like, why don't you hold a pan of muffins so we'll have something to eat when we get there? And before we left, she said, I'll read the map. Well, what happened? She'd pull the map out of the glove compartment, stare at it like a monkey doing a math problem, till I get pissed, snatch it, and try to read it going 70 miles an hour. I don't know why this is either. My wife is the smartest person I know. You give her a map, it's like kryptonite to Superman. What do we do, hon? Gotta do something quick. What do we do? Okay. Take the blue road out of Phoenix, go up a tiny bit and turn down. Oh, what does an aneurysm feel like? Oh. The only fun I had on the trip was knowing everybody that passed our car on the right-hand side was laughing their butt off at my wife doing that open-mouth jello neck head bob. They're laughing at you and you don't even know it. And don't get me wrong, you need a woman on a long trip in the car. You need them. Because they always have food hidden away and they can keep you alive. Well, men don't want to stop for food. Men don't want to stop for anything. Because men want to be able to get there, to walk in the front door and go, made it in 5 hours, 18 minutes. That's 3 minutes faster than last year. We didn't even stop for gas. Pulled up behind a tanker truck. We hooked up with him. Had the kids pee out the window, and here we come, buddy. Two hours later, the women are visiting. The men are still in the driveway. You know, Bob, you made damn good time. Well, thank you, Jim. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. You ever have relatives, you see them like once a year and you never ever talk to them? I have an Uncle Fred. The only thing I've ever said to the guy is, hey, Fred, can you move your car so we can get out? All right, see you next Christmas. All right. Happy New Year to you. I got to be fair to my wife about the driving. She will volunteer to drive. The problem is it's always around mile 498 of a 500-mile trip. That's when she'll turn to me and go, hon, you want me to drive for a while? Yeah, why don't I pull over in front of the driveway and let you kick it on in here, huh? Here's something I know about women. I know if you give a woman a little basket of seashells, they're going to put them on the back of the toilet. I do know that. I don't know why, but that's where they go. They go on the back of the toilet. You never see a toilet on the beach, but you will see a beach on the toilet. And if they don't have real seashells, they buy the fake soap ones, but you're not supposed to wash your hands with them. You're not supposed to dry your hands on the little towels either. And that's why you have pants. Next to the seashells, my wife keeps a can of flower-scented spray. Who has this ever fooled? Have you ever followed somebody in the bathroom? One. Hey, Lloyd, were you arranging flowers in here? I swear to smell a lilac bouquet. I know if it wasn't for women, there ain't a man alive that has a relative that would ever get a birthday or Christmas present. I know that. Men are the kind, we're driving to the family Christmas party saying things like, hey, did we get my mother anything this year? We're just as surprised as the people opening the stuff. Thanks, Jeff. All right, glad you like it. Women not only buy the gifts, they buy the cards and sign the guy's name on the card. Men can't find Hallmark on a map. And women send their friends thinking of you cards. Men never do this. You know, like, what would they say? Walt. Yesterday, I was out in my driveway, and I saw an oil stain that reminded me of your head. Thinking of you, Ned. Didn't quite have that punch. Here's something I know about women. Women will stand outside a dressing room in a store and tell other women what they think about the clothes they just tried on. Men never, ever do this. Hey, Ralph. Is this too seductive? Oh, no, Jim, and the green makes your eyes dance. Get it! A lot of stuff about women I don't know. I admit to that, too. Like, I don't know this. Why is it when a woman gets in the bed, the temperature of her feet and butt drop to below freezing? It could be 98 degrees outside. That butt is ice cold. And wanna put it on you. It's like snuggling with a butterball turkey. Honest to God, I can lick my hand, put it on my wife's butt, it'll stick. Women's temperatures change so fast. I bet every guy in this room has heard his girl say this. I am cold. You're not cold, I am cold, 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 cold. 5 minutes later, get off of me, I'm hot. Oh, I gotta take these socks off, I'm burning up, get off of me. And when a woman is cold, she will try to talk her guy out of every piece of clothing he'll give up. You'd be walking down the street. Honey, give me your coat. I'm cold. Oh, my feet are cold. I want your shoes, too. Give me the shoes. You ever seen these football games in December where they have the guys sitting out in the snow with no shirts on? They're not drunk. They're just there with their wives, and they've given them all their clothes. I will tell single people something you probably don't realize. Arguing is a lot more fun when you're married. Give me an example. Say when you're single and you're having an argument. Once you're through running each other in the ground, there is nothing else to fight about. But when you're married, once you get through running your partner down, how now you can bring their family into it. No matter how bad you're losing an argument, you turn it right around by saying something like, well, I guess we'll just live like your fat alcoholic mother then. You learn how to argue. Like, there's a lot of times, girls, you ask us guys questions we should not give you an honest answer to. My wife asks me all the time, honey, please tell me if my butt starts getting fat. Yeah, right. I don't care if she's knocking lamps off the table. I'm going, you got a real nice butt, Tundra. I swear you do. Never ask this one, girls, out in public somewhere with your guy. Never tap him on the shoulder, point to another woman and go, honey, do you think she's pretty? Always go, Lord, no. Oh, I hate blondes with big, firm breasts. I feel lunch coming up. I'm sick as a dog here. We know better. We know better than to come out of a movie theater with our girl and just say something like, you know, baby, that Sigourney Weaver is a sexy woman. Because we know later that night we're going to be sitting at home eating meatloaf and go, hon, you know this meatloaf is a little dry. Oh, well, why don't you have Sigourney Weaver make you a meatloaf then? Men are like little kids. You can't let us out to play with our friends because we never come back when we're supposed to. You get two or more men together, we can't tell time anymore. Like, baby, we'll be back by 5:30, quarter till 6 at the latest. Then we come rolling in like February. Talking real big in front of our buddies, too. It's like, well, I told her maybe I'd come back, maybe I wouldn't. At my house, I'll do whatever the hell I want to do. Girls, I'm going to let you in on a secret. You know why guys don't call when we're out? We don't want our buddies to know who's really running the show. Because there ain't nothing more pitiful than a guy calling home from the bar trying to blame the trouble he's in on his friends. Hey, honey, did I wake you up? Oh, listen, I wanted to come home about 9 hours ago, but Dan's real depressed and wants me to drink one more beer with him. I just been sitting here all night thinking about how pretty you are and what a lucky man I am to have you.
All right, well, look, I'll be home as quick as I can, and I'll take out the trash as soon as I walk in the door, all right? All right, you're the best thing ever happened to me, Cookie Face.
What'd she say? Oh, I told her kiss my ass. I'm not afraid of that. See, the sexes answer the phone different when their friends call. They say, a guy gets a phone call from a friend of his. He hadn't talked to in a while. Man will answer the phone, say something like, hello? Wally, you ugly old bald-headed pervert. You never see women go, hello? Janet, you fat pig. You water-retaining sea cow. How are you? See, and men know our friends are going to get us in trouble. That's why they're our friends. You ever heard a guy describe a friend? There's always trouble involved. You always get something like, oh, George, boy, he's a great friend. He'll come get you out of jail at 3 o'clock in the morning. Which isn't true, because if George was a great friend, his ass would be in jail with you. Sitting on a cot, smoking a cigarette, going, she didn't look like no cop, did she? Y'all have been terrific. God bless you. Thank you for coming out. You're the best. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Thank you.